Joseph Author is an Ohio-born, New York-based singer-songwriter who recently released his third album called Redemption Sun. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Author, playing most of the instruments himself and overdubbing his own voices in the choruses, is making a different kind of lush, personal rock music.
In that beautiful piece of music called Evidence, Joseph Author sings, "I need a dream, I need a bigger dream, tell me if you know what I mean." It's this searching, beseeching quality of Arthur's music that I find so intriguing. When Author speaks of a bigger dream, he seems to mean a desire for new experiences, new goals, new reasons to fall in love, as well as a yearning for a spiritual quest that's larger than his everyday experience. You don't entitle an album Redemption Sun without making a listener cock his or her ear for its religious implications, and references to Christ do in fact abound throughout this collection.
I don't know where we've been. Could you tell me where we are again? Jesus is my only friend. No one else knows who I am. I know I'll never make it on the cross. Spend my days looking for what my daddy lost. He was too proud to have a boss. Sold himself out, then he couldn't afford the cost. No one knows how he felt. Hung himself in the county jail. There are those who say he will burn in hell. I don't think they knew him very well.
On that title song, Author enlists Jesus in his own journey to, quote, spend my days looking for a woman that I lost. Who's that? A lover? A mother or sister? Author keeps things open-ended, elusive and elusive. His album, which stretches out to a roomy 75 minutes plus, is one long pun on religion and romance. Sometimes he hallucinates that he is Christ and creepily sings to a woman that he's pursued her, quote, since your red lips turned blue, which I assume means she's dead. Much of the music on Redemption Sun is standard issue guitar and harmonica singer-songwriter, with Bob Dylan and Neil Young the salient vocal models. But on a more elaborately constructed composition like Nation of Slaves, Author piles on overdubs of his voice, whipping them up into a thick, tense chorus that, again, comments punningly on religious and romantic obsession, chanting over and over, I can't find my way without following you.
On another song called Permission, Joseph Author says, I don't need your permission to pray for you. And his assertion almost sounds like a threat. So does his song title, You Are Loved. The implication is, you get his fervent prayers whether you want them or not, and heaven knows what he's praying for. Author is willing to make obsession come off as both deliriously devotional and dementedly insistent. What gives his music power is that he sings about all this in such a mild, matter-of-fact tone. He's created a long, gorgeous album that might very well send a cold chill down your back.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Redemption Sun by Joseph Author.